Oh, you better have to do it.
Sorry, I'm with the prosecutor's office.
Oh, okay.
In contact with your office.
I think in the future, absolutely. Yeah, we're doing all the infrastructure and whether you guys are talking about purchasing his property leaving it up for development.
So then if they find the agreement then?
You guys' discretion.
Okay, so.
Right now, we're approaching everything like if we get, you know, let's make sure we can do everything we need to do on his property.
Okay.
And then there's an option
to
figure out whether you go acquire more property.
Yeah, understood.
Okay, and then we have
1:33. Well, we talked about it. We had some discussion about goose, not goose. And, I know we had some stuff on it, so there's been some logo done before, back in 06 or 07.
We didn't get any direction from you.
I mean,
Do you like the name? We'll tweak the name.
Yeah. Even if you like Goose Creek, you know, and we're just for the heck of it saying Goose Creek Commerce Center.
I think
at a minimum, we need to put something Goose Creek what? You know, Goose Creek Commerce Park, Commerce Center, Industrial.
The question is Goose Creek even appropriate?
That's the bigger question. That's, you know, yes.
No, it doesn't have.
Goose Creek isn't in the squadron.
Somewhat of a negative.
Yeah.
Well, the original stuff, it was including all four quadrants.
Right.
One was used.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it could work with either, you know, a different name or Goose Creek Commerce Center or something. My suggestion, again, and it's not a major factor, but I think from a branding and a psychological perception standpoint, when you see these types of commerce centers, I mean, Goose Creek isn't the type of name you typically put to it.
As long as you throw something on the end of it, the commerce center, you'll probably be okay, but something to certainly be able to come out and make another splash of, hey, we're back to the market with Goose Creek Commerce Center. It's not, you know, it's more advanced than what we had before. So, just so it gets on everybody's radar screen again, you know, you don't want to be tied so closely with the past to where people just see the release and say, oh, well, I know what that is. It doesn't have sewer, whatever.
It wouldn't hurt to change that.
So, yeah.
Okay, you're the same thing. Somebody write it, we'll come up with a new name.
Yeah. Once we go out, we don't want to have to change it.
No.
So once you go on that first splash,
that's what I'm going to
feel pretty good about it.
I guess it's not too late until you do that.
Right. You know, the other thing out there, as an ex-public guy, I'm always trying to, you know, push my jurisdiction, you know, not that it has to act federal, but, you know, it's another opportunity if, some sort of local name, whether it's Preble, whether it's Monroe Town, you know, just, you know, and plus it helps people, you know, identify, oh, you know, Preble Commerce Center is that one off I-70, Preble County versus Goose Creek. Now, Goose Creek is which one is it? So, it's just one of the several factors when I'm thinking of names. Yeah, again, from a branding standpoint, and we did this down at, again, the Monroe example, the developers did, really, I-75 corridor park. I mean, they had, what was their biggest selling point? Well, we were right on the interchange, like this, of a major corridor. You know, so that's exactly why you have it like that. You know, so another option is to somehow get, I-70 in there. You know, it's not as sexy and as some names, but again, it's getting to the core of, if you're in there with 10 or 15, 20 or more other sites in a five-state region, it's just those little things that, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah,
it doesn't hurt.
Thermal Crossing Commerce Center or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or something catching or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Grab them across.
Good.
I don't like that.
Yeah, anything else?
No, I don't.
Jay, you're going to kind of stay in contact with Jim?
Yeah, I think we need to leverage them, obviously, as much as possible.
Bob, do you have anything else?
So, otherwise, some ownership, get them in the funding loop, and I think if we make any, as we make a major change or something, if we've got 11 by 17 PDF of the master plan, we'll just say, hey, here's the latest and greatest, if that's okay. Ownership, so I think you can really help us out, obviously. And I would say to start having meetings with him.
Yeah,
like I said, when we, probably another month or so, with EDA or other state programs, let's see how he can help us. You know, with a phone call, whatever.
Okay.
For me, so.
Excellent.
All right. We'll do it again. Yes.
Bruce around.
It's on my calendar.
Yeah. You guys just hanging out in Trevor County today, huh?
From New York, Kansas. Camping at the Goose.
Camping at the Goose.
Hey, there you go.
That's all
right.
Yeah.